Welcome to this deep dive. This is where we take the materials you send us and really pull out the key insights.
Yeah, what you need to know.
Exactly. So today we're digging into a pretty fascinating area of investment, Talent Invest and the Royalties platform.
Alternative investments, right?
Definitely. We've got a brochure, transcripts from YouTube videos, one with a student investor, another with a financial pro, plus the Royalties co-founder. And there's also a video about starting talents on Royalties France and some marketing stuff from Talent Invest, too.
So quite a bit to unpack there.
Yeah. And our mission for you listening is to sort of cut through all that noise. We want to help you understand this landscape, what the real potential might be, and maybe most importantly, the risks involved when you're backing someone's career for a potential return.
It's a really interesting concept, isn't it? Investing in a person, their journey, and potentially getting a share of their economic success.
Totally. So let's start with the basics. What exactly are Talent Invest and Royalties?
Okay, so Talent Invest, based on the brochure, is a French company. Their whole thing is acquiring these assets called ROIs, which stands for Rights of Contract on the Royalties platform.
Rights of Contract, okay.
Yeah. And they specifically look for the ones that they think have high potential returns.
Gotcha. And Royalties then is the actual platform, the marketplace.
Exactly. Think of it like a place where you can invest in people's careers. And it's quite diverse, you know, sports figures, entertainers, musicians, even chefs.
Right. And the core mechanism is buying these ROIs. If you own an ROI, you could potentially get monthly payments based on how that person is doing, financially speaking.
Yeah, their economic performance. But it gets more interesting because these ROIs, they're not just buy and hold. You can actually trade them on the Royalties platform.
Okay. So like a secondary market.
Precisely. And their value can go up or down based on, well, supply and demand, pretty much like stocks.
Makes sense.
And Royalties really pushes this idea of passion-based investing. They've also attracted some pretty big names as investors. Jacques Richier from Allianz France, Romain Meseries from MengoPay.
And some athletes too, right? Jereni and Khachanov were mentioned.
That's right. Aurélien Tchouaméni and Karen Khachanov. It definitely shows this model is gaining some traction, some recognition.
And the scale they've achieved seems pretty significant for being relatively new.
Yeah. In just about 3 years, they've listed over 200 exclusive talents. The numbers are quite telling.
What were they again?
7 million euros distributed in yield back to investors, 101 million euros in total transaction volume, 200,000 users, and 221 talents listed.
Wow. That's not insignificant growth in a new market like this.
Not at all. And importantly, they haven't just been operating in a vacuum. They've hit some major regulatory milestones.
Ah, the regulation part. That seems crucial.
It really is. The brochure highlights that back in December 2024, the SEC in the U.S. actually started regulating ROIs. They classified them as a regulated financial product.
Okay. SEC regulation. That's big for the U.S. market. Why is that so significant?
Well, it adds a layer of investor protection, for one, and it basically brings this whole concept under the umbrella of established financial rules. It gives it legitimacy.
And connects it to their European plans, too, I imagine.
Exactly. They've partnered with the Amsterdam Stock Exchange, and through that, they've managed to transform the ROI into a bond structure.
A bond. Interesting.
Yeah. So in Europe, it's now recognized as a legitimate financial instrument working with AFS Group. This potentially opens up, I mean, the number mentioned is a 12 trillion euro market.
12 trillion. Okay. So getting regulated in both the U.S. and Europe is clearly a major strategic push.
Absolutely. It signals they want to be a serious mainstream player, not just some niche platform.
So that's Royalties, the platform. How does Talent Invest fit into this picture? What do they offer?
So Talent Invest essentially acts as a specialist on the Royalties platform. They actively manage a portfolio of what they deem high-yield ROIs.
Right. So it's like a managed fund, but specifically for these talent ROIs.
That's a good way to think about it. It's for investors who want exposure to this asset class, maybe, but don't want to do the individual talent picking themselves, or maybe don't have the time or the specific expertise.
And what are the supposed benefits of going through Talent Invest?
Well, they talk about some pretty attractive potential advantages. The big headline number is potential annual returns of up to 20%.
20%. That definitely catches the eye.
It does. They also mentioned reduced fees, 50% lower as stated, and a simplified process overall. The minimum investment, though, is 50,000 euros.
Okay. So it's not for small retail investors necessarily, more high net worth or sophisticated investors.
Another way, yeah. They also mentioned a 2-month notice period for withdrawals, giving some flexibility. But yeah, that 20% potential return, you always have to remember, higher potential returns usually come with higher risks.
Always the catch.
It's the fundamental rule, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But beyond just the numbers, Talent Invest also pitches some softer benefits.
Like what?
Things like potential privilege moments, exclusive experiences with the talents they've invested in. And they talk about fostering a club spirit among their shareholders, a sense of community.
So adding a bit of that passion element back in, even through the managed fund.
Kind
of,
yeah. Adds a social dimension to it.
What about their actual investment strategy? How do they decide which ROIs to buy?
They aim for net returns over 15% when they first buy a ROI. And their goal is to hold on to those positions as long as the yield stays above 12%.
Okay, specific targets there.
Yeah. And they also keep about 20% of their capital aside, sort of like dry powder, to jump on specific opportunities related to their talents when they arise.
And this strategy isn't fixed?
No, they mentioned reviewing it semi-annually. So every 6 months, they reassess based on market conditions, any new regulations internationally, that sort of thing. Seems adaptable.
Right. And if someone did want to invest with them, what's the process look like?
It seems pretty straightforward, actually. 4 steps outline. Fill out a subscription form. Deposit the funds, you get registered as a shareholder in Talent Invest.
Okay.
And then Talent Invest takes that money and invests it via the Royalties platform. The key thing is they handle the active management.
You're essentially outsourcing the decision making to them.
Precisely.
And how do they keep investors updated? Because with active management, communication is key.
They seem to emphasize that. They state the net asset value, the NAV, is calculated and sent out every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. That's quite frequent.
It is. Plus, investors get a detailed monthly activity report. Gives you a deeper dive into performance, the decisions made, the thinking behind them.
And they mentioned events, too.
Yeah. Regular exclusive events for investors. A chance to discuss performance, talk about the market, network with other investors. It suggests a focus on transparency and community building.
Who's running the show at Talent Invest?
The brochure names Mark Minkowski as the head. His background is highlighted finance, experience with investment funds in Luxembourg and Paris.
Okay, so a finance background.
Yes, and crucially, it mentions prior experience with Royalties itself. So he presumably knows the platform and the ecosystem well.
That insider knowledge could be valuable.
Could be. And they plan to bring on more professionals, finance, legal, accounting as the company grows, building out the team.
Now, we mentioned risk earlier. It's crucial we cover the warnings.
Absolutely essential. And Talent Invest is clear about this in their materials. They explicitly warn that the value of the shares you acquire can decrease.
Right. You could lose money.
Yes, potentially falling below what you initially put in. They list specific reasons why this might happen.
Such as?
The ROI contracts have limited durations. A talent's value or their earnings could drop, maybe even to zero. And the contracts themselves could be terminated early for various reasons.
Okay, so injuries, scandals, underperformance. All real possibilities.
Exactly. It really drives home the point. Attractive potential, yes, but significant risks are definitely part of the equation here. Investors need to understand that.
So that's the company view. Let's shift to individual experiences on the Royalties platform itself. We have the transcript from Florent, the student investor.
Right, Florent, 22 years old. And according to that video transcript from early 2025, he was reporting some pretty substantial earnings.
Yeah, what was it? Over 2,000 euros a month for the previous 2 months?
That's what he claimed, yeah. Over 2,000 euros a month.
For a student, that's significant.
Very. And his claimed annual return was striking to 29%, he said. And nearly 40% if you included bonuses.
40%. Wow. How did he say he was achieving that?
He described himself as very active, spending a lot of time analyzing the market, almost treating it like a part-time job.
So not passive investing at all?
Definitely not. He mentioned initially working just to get the capital to invest. His advice for other students was basically start small, learn as you go, and believe it's accessible, especially since Royalties lets you start with just 2 euros.
That low entry point is interesting. Makes it seem very accessible.
It does. He also said Royalties made up the majority of his investment portfolio at the time.
Did he share any big wins or losses?
He did. His biggest win was apparently making over 3,000 euros in just 10 minutes on a tennis player, Constant Lysian.
10 minutes. Okay, that sounds highly speculative.
It does. And his biggest fail, as he put it, was holding on to assets when the market took a downturn, which highlights the volatility, you know.
Right. How did he say he managed the emotional side? Because those swings can be tough.
Good question. He emphasized only investing money he was genuinely prepared to lose. And having predefined strategies, knowing when to buy, when to sell, not just reacting emotionally.
Discipline is key then.
Seems so. He admitted taking risks like investing in lesser known talents with small market caps or his initial VIP level purchase on the platform.
Who did he say were his best and worst performers?
Best performing for yield was Khabib Nurmagomedov. Most disappointing, he mentioned Cyril Gane.
Interesting MMA focus there. And his evaluation criteria.
He looked for good yield, naturally, but also strong growth potential. He specifically mentioned avoiding talents near the end of their careers, and diversification was important to him.
Spreading the risk. What were his future goals?
He aimed to reach a stable 1,000 euro monthly income from the platform within the next 2 years. And his tip for newcomers.
Yeah.
Start with football talents. He felt their salaries provided more stability and the sports dynamics were easier for most people to grasp.
Okay, so stability and familiarity as a starting point. Interesting perspective from Florin. Now let's contrast that with Felician.
Right. Felician, he's 30, works as an asset manager, so he comes from a professional finance background. He'd invested over 22,000 euros on royalties since late 2023.
Okay, a significant amount in professional experience. What were his results like?
He reported an average yield around 300 euros a month, excluding bonuses,
yeah,
and capital gains somewhere in the 3,000 to 4,000 euro range.
And his annual return.
He put his annual return at around 17%. Which he noted is very high compared to traditional investments and even compared to crypto markets sometimes.
17% is still very high, yeah. Did he mention any concerns maybe from his finance peers?
Yes, the main one was liquidity. How easy is it really to sell your ROIs and get your cash out if you need to? That's a classic concern with alternative, less established markets.
Understandable. What drew him to royalties in the first place?
A mix, he said. His passion for sports was a big part of it, but also the potential for that monthly yield.
And did the regulation aspect matter to him?
Definitely. He specifically mentioned the SEC regulation news boosting his confidence in the platform's legitimacy.
How about his strategy? Was it different from Florence?
Somewhat, yeah. He described it as mixing things up. He holds some ROIs mainly for their high current yield, even if growth potential is lower, but he balances that with younger talents who have more upside potential.
Try to get the best of both worlds.
Kind of. He called it his three-legged chicken approach, looking for that elusive combination of youth and yield.
Huh, okay. Did he have a systematic approach?
Very much so. Being an asset manager, he uses spreadsheets, tracks yields, potential gains. Very quantitative.
Makes sense, given his background. Any examples of his investments?
He mentioned some speculative plays in footballers, Enzo Lefebvre and Youssouf Fofana. His biggest gain so far, though not yet realized, was with Nuno Mendes.
And any disappointments?
Yeah, he mentioned Antoine Dupont, the rugby player, in terms of the return he'd seen.
How did he view the risk level on royalties?
He differentiated. He felt football talents were generally less risky because the yield is often tied to more stable salaries. ROIs based on, say, influencer income, he saw as more volatile.
So the source of the talent's income matters a lot for risk.
Absolutely. And like Florent, he suggested beginners might want to start with football talents for that reason.
How did he structure his overall portfolio?
He described it as a mix. Young potential, established high-yield talents, and then some purely based on his own passion or interest in the talent.
So a bit of data, a bit of gut feel.
Seems like it. He also talked about market dips. His strategy was to average down, buy more when prices fall, focusing on the long-term yield potential rather than short-term price swings.
A classic long-term investment strategy applied here. Any advice he offered?
Yeah, pretty solid advice. Have a strategy. Don't just buy on emotion or hype. Invest in what you actually understand. And look beyond just current performance. Consider the talent's future potential.
Sound advice for any investment, really.
True. He also mentioned avoiding certain categories like Formula One or MotoGP simply because he didn't know them well enough and saw them as higher risk for him personally.
Stick to your circle of competence.
Exactly. He did praise the platform itself as user-friendly, and he found the Royalties Discord community valuable for insights and discussion.
Okay, two very different user experiences, both finding value but approaching it differently. Let's hear from the source, the Royalties co-founder, Christophe Vertier.
Right. Vertier described royalties as the first global talent stock market, again, emphasizing that low 2 euro entry point.
How did he explain the ROI value?
Much like we discussed, it fluctuates based on the talent's performance, similar to a company's stock. Owning a ROI gives you a slice of the talent's income, like dividends.
And how do they decide how much of a talent's income to offer?
He explained their process. They assess a talent's future income potential using financial modeling, specifically a discounted cash flow or DCF model.
Okay, standard valuation technique.
Yeah, basically estimating the present value of future earnings. Then they agree with the talent on a percentage of that income to package into ROIs and offer on the platform. He compared this initial offering to a company's IPO.
So investors are fundamentally betting on that income stream growing.
That's the core bet, yes. And Vatia openly acknowledged the risks, injury, accidents, scandals, anything that could derail a career or earnings.
And who sets the price after the initial offering?
He was clear. Royalties doesn't set the price on the secondary market. It's purely determined by buyers and sellers trading amongst themselves.
Market forces. Did he comment on market volatility?
He did. He mentioned the market for ROIs isn't always smooth sailing, referencing a downturn in 2024, but also a subsequent recovery of about 40%.
So, acknowledging the ups and downs, what about regulation in France?
He gave some insight there. Initially, they didn't position themselves as a financial product, but now they're actively talking with the AMF, the French regulator.
Aiming for formal regulation in France, too.
Yes, the goal seems to be getting regulated so they can distribute ROIs more broadly as a financial product. He also confirmed ongoing fundraising efforts, which he linked partly to getting that U.S. regulatory status sorted.
Okay, that provides good context from the platform's perspective. Now, Royalties France also put out that list, 10 talents to start with.
Yeah, but it's crucial to stress they framed this not as investment advice.
Right. More like examples of different types of opportunity.
Exactly. Talents that might be interesting for different reasons, yield, speculation, narrative, stability.
Can we quickly run through a few examples in the rationale?
Sure. Jeremy Doku, the footballer. Young, at Man City, seen as long-term potential for salary growth. Alexandre Miller, tennis. High current yield because he performed well after a low-key introduction. Rai Opelka, another tennis player. Speculative bet on a comeback, driving the price up.
So, different angles there. Any non-sports examples?
Yes. Akram, the chef. Pitched as diversification, stable yield from a media-savvy entrepreneur. Vinicius Jr., the football star.
Yeah.
Big name, decent yield, tends to move with the overall market.
What about diversification within royalties?
They mentioned two index-like products, the France Foot Index, a basket of top French players, more stable due to salary focus, and the Wonder Kid Index, investing in a group of young talents, spreading the risk.
And they had some general tips, too.
Three main ones. Diversify your portfolio, join the Discord community for info and discussion, and invest in talents you actually like or follow the passion factor again.
Makes sense. Finally, let's touch on the Talent Invest marketing snippets.
Right. The messaging we saw was quite direct. Things like, invest in Vinicius Jr. and earn 20% annual return. Leave your contact details.
Very focused on that high potential return.
Very. It's a strong call to action. But importantly, their website does include a disclaimer.
What does it say?
Essentially, all investment strategies involve risk and can lead to gains or losses. The standard necessary warning.
Good that it's there. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. Let's try to synthesize this.
All right, so pulling it all together, Royalties clearly offers something new, a different way to invest by backing talent directly.
Yeah, across sports, entertainment, lots of fields.
And the potential for high returns is definitely part of the appeal. We heard that from the users, from the marketing, but, and it's a big but, the risks are just as significant.
Absolutely. Volatility, career risk for the talent, liquidity concerns. It's not a guaranteed win.
Not at all. And Talent Invest then comes in as this managed option, a way to access this market, potentially with expert guidance and maybe simplified management, but requiring a substantial initial investment.
And aiming for those high returns, but again, subject to all the underlying risks of the ROIs themselves.
Exactly. The experiences of Florent, the student, and Felician, the asset manager, really paint a picture of the different ways people engage with this.
Florent being more active, maybe more speculative at times, learning by doing. Felician being more analytical, strategic, risk-aware.
Right. It shows there isn't just one path, but both, in their own ways, highlight the need to understand the platform, the talents, and manage your own risk tolerance and emotions.
And the regulatory side is key, too. Seeing bodies like the SEC and potential European regulation, it signals this isn't just the Wild West anymore. It's an evolving space trying to mature.
Definitely. It adds a layer of legitimacy, but it's still a relatively new and developing market compared to traditional stocks or bonds.
So this brings us to the final thought for you, the listener. We've explored the potential, the platform, the managed option, the risks, the user experiences.
It's a complex picture.
It really is. So the question becomes, considering everything we've discussed, the novelty, the potential upside, but also the very real risks, could investing in talent, whether directly on royalties or maybe through an entity like Talent Invest, realistically fit into your own investment strategy?
And if it's something you're considering, what further research, what digging would you need to do to feel comfortable making that kind of decision?
That's definitely something to mull over as you navigate your own financial journey.